This podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
So I saw my grandma repeatedly stomping on the floor the other day. I thought she was trying to step on a cockroach or something, but then my granddad joined in too. And it turns out they weren't trying to squish anything. They were doing some sort of scandalous dance.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
They did what?
They did what? What?
They did what?
What was that?
That can't be true.
What?
What? What? What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that's
what?
Ridiculous.
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What? What? I'm Tilioni Black and this is Wait, They Did What? The podcast that travels back in time so we can check out the lives of our parents and grandparents when they were young'uns. Today we're stomping back to the 1960s when people liked to do something called the stomp. Let's take a sticky beak at the old stompers in action.
It looks like they're trying to do tap.
It looks like the nut bush, where they did like the side step.
It looks like they were doing the slick back, which looks like they're walking on air.
They'd kill for those moves on Dancing with the Stars. But you know one thing that hasn't really changed since back then? Is older people weighing in on what young'uns do for fun. Like this 60s dance teacher.
Would you say that the stomp has some merit as a dance?
Oh, I don't think it has much merit as a dance. In fact, it's hardly a dance. No, it's very good exercise, and some of the current vogues of dancing, if they lean right back and go like this, well, I think they must be very harmful for them to fuse the vertebrae. It's much more natural to lean forward.
It's healthier, you think?
Oh, yes, but I think the best dance for the health was the twist.
The twist? That's the dance move you might have seen old people do, where you stand with your feet about shoulder width apart, your elbows and knees bent, and you twist your hips from side to side. I guess that's why they call it the twist. But can you believe this? The twist was actually banned in Catholic schools across America in the 60s. Wanna guess why?
Maybe it was banned because people thought that they were shaking their bum too much.
Maybe it was banned because they copied someone do it and the person that got copied didn't want to be copied.
It kind of reminds me of like famous singers when they have their sparkly things and they try to like shake their skirts.
Interesting theories, but the twist was actually banned because church leaders thought the hip movements were rude. I wonder how they'd react to twerking.
I reckon that's not the best rule, but within church, you have to be very respectful and stuff, but it's also very like, you know, spicy to move your hips and stuff. I don't think it looked rude at all. I just think it was like movements like we have today. Like, I feel like it isn't inappropriate now. So I don't think it was inappropriate back then.
The stomp was banned too, in Australia, for a totally different reason. It was because people were worried about the stomping action causing actual damage to dance floors.
Quite a number of halls and municipalities that I've been standing for many years, and I do think the foundation would be considerably weak, and if you have an excessive load on them, well, they could render the whole building unsafe.
Whoa, so they thought the stompers could literally bring the house down, like an earthquake.
Maybe they could have done it without shoes, so then it protected the floor.
At my old dance studio, we had pretty bad floors because the line dancers came in and they used to do it on the stage.
Maybe they could have just made stronger floors.
The stompers themselves thought the fuss was uncalled for. They just wanted to do their weird stompy dance in peace.
Do you think it's good fun?
Oh, I think it's terrific.
What do you think about the councils that have decided to close down their halls to stomping? Do you think this is a good idea?
No, I think it's terrible.
Why do you think they've done it?
So the buildings won't fall down. Oh, the music's better than the twist music. It's just, oh, I don't know. It's just terrific.
Why do you like stomping?
Oh, it's good dance, energetic.
You enjoy it then?
Yeah.
It's busy.
Like all fads, the stomp eventually died out on its own, replaced by the chicken, the shake, the mashed potato.
The floss, the gritty.
Oh yeah, party hips. It's a good one. That would definitely be banned in church. The renegade. It's pretty old, but like it's still a dance move.
Oh, and the worm.
I'll give the oldies one thing. Their dance moves were pretty easy. No complicated TikTok choreography to learn. See for yourself. Give the stomp a try right now. Just make sure you're on a sturdy floor. See? You just imagine you're stomping on a cockroach. Or, I don't know, in a puddle. You just choose whatever you want to splatter with a good old stomp. And that's it. the stump should make a comeback.
No. Yeah, nah. The stomp is a dance that should stay in the past.
That's probably for the best. The wooden floors of our old school halls will thank you. Till next time, I'll catch you on... Wait, they did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What in the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also watch it on iView.